doesn't belong to the Republican Party. I'll tell you something. It doesn't just belong to all the people. It belongs to my people. He said, his people. Hallelujah. His people. His people. He told us to go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 because we are his people. Ha ha. And God's going to have it his way this day, every day, all day, his way. Oh, yeah, dine de la borrocane bande. Eshe sandoro robo ro de le bande la bando bo. E candore be she sondo dore camba. Eshe sinde. Eshe sondo robo rakata. He said, if my people, because he said it belongs to his people, and we are his people, amen. Church say, amen. We are your people, God. Hallelujah. Who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then he'll hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Thank you, Father God. We receive your healing. We receive your grace. We receive your mercy. We receive your peace. We receive your presence. Because in his presence, there is the fullness of joy. There is the power to do what the word was designed to do at Southwest. No longer will there be a delay. No longer will there be a delay. Because it's now. He said now, right now, now is the time. And we are saying, have your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He said, handorobo, and I have breathed on that system, and it'll not take root. It will wither away. You mark my word. The time is now, and you'll see it, and you'll say, that's what the Lord was talking about. That's what he was saying, yes. And it will come to pass in the land of the living. We're not done here yet. Don't quit. Don't stop. No. There is no power on earth stronger than our faith in our God. And all the devils of hell put together cannot defeat that one man, our blood brother, Jesus. Let's call his name Jesus. 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 Hilaboraka. Remember, there is a man in the Godhead. There's God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. A man today is in the Godhead. Hallelujah. Representing each and every one of us. Representing us at Southwest. Oh, our brother Jesus, the blood brother Jesus. So we're being raised up with a new voice. Ha ha ha. Raised up with strength like never before, shaking ourselves, and we're saying, glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory, glory be to God in the highest. This is only the beginning, not the end. This is the best. This is the best. Oh, yes. I done had to rest. Now it's time for the best. It's time for his best. We done had to rest. Oh, but now it's time for his best. In the name of Jesus. This is the top, and we're on our way. And we'll not be defeated, we'll not quit, and we'll not lack, and we'll not fall short, and we'll not be diminished, we'll not be taken away. We will not. We will not. We are here to stay until God takes us away, and nobody else can do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, it's nothing like the word of God and the prophecies of God, the manifestation. See, he told me, I had asked God, I said, I wanted a word. I wanted a word from him. I said, God, what is your word for me this season. And he said, manifestation. Now, different one of us have different words. Valerie has restoration. You have wholeness. And different of us have been given that word. But he told me, now, listen to the definition of manifestation. He said, display, demonstration, show, exhibition, presentation, evidence with a purpose, meant to be seen. Oh, well, I'm telling y'all, Southwest believers, oh, it's meant to be seen. It's meant to be showed off because our God is there. And he has decreed and declared it. And the manifestation has come. The fullness of the manifestation. The glory cloud. The glory storm. See, he putting it all together. All of it is coming together. And we will see, they will see, the world will see the manifestation of the goodness of our God, of the greatness of our God, and the extravagance of our God. Oh, yes, God will be glorified. God will be magnified. God will be exalted. He said, every knee shall bow his name to the name of Jesus. We are in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing. And oh, we know all heaven is moving some stuff, shaking up and stirring some stuff. Hey, Jesus. Oh, get stirred up about it. Because God is doing this. God said, I will be exalted. Ha, ha, ha. And we give him free reign. We give him free reign. Hayeto shesata. Heleborakata dabacha. Haye nebe shesandoroko raka. And the authority that we are sitting in our places. See, all of us is sitting in our places. Ephesians 2 and 6, he said, sit in your place of authority. You don't even have to get up and move around. You don't even have to do anything but speak. Because, see, he spoke life into existence, and life came. So we're going to speak what God has promised us for the Southwest believers. 2018 is a record-making, newsworthy conviction. Oh, yes. Eyes will see. Ears will hear. Halabora. They will know. The Ephesians 3:20. They will know that our God is alive. Our God is alive. Our God is alive. Oh, let's go to his word in Hebrews 4:12. Oh, we on to something. Hey, oh, this food is tasting good this morning. Oh, let's start at 10 here. Ha, ha, ha. Hebrews 4 and 10, it says, for he who has once entered God's rest also has ceased from the weariness and pain of human labors. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his spirit, said the Lord. Just as God rested from those labors peculiarly his own, let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter into the rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. Ha-ha. See, he done brought us out. We're out. We are so out on top of it, taking over, ruling. And then he said, for the word that God speaks, didn't I say all we have to do is speak what God said, speak? The word of God is what's going to move that mountain, going to get that debris out the way. We just going to have to walk on in. He said, just walk in because he's opening up the door. See, the door, the meal has been spread. Oh, see the feast? He said, come on in. I've already prepared the meal. And he said that the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. Oh, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature. Oh, exposing some stuff. Ha ha. Exposing some stuff. Sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Anything that's not of God, from God, for us, is going to be removed. It has to go. It cannot stay any longer because the church is taking over. We have taken over. We done served them. Notice that our God is alive. Our God is on the throne. And if God be for us, who can come against us? No one and nothing. So it's what we speak. It's what we believe. It's what we say as he says. Because, see, we need to be listening. He told me one time I was hurriedly getting ready for work one morning. And, oh, I had my word plan. And I was in the mirror and I was doing all this. And I was listening. You know, I thought I was listening to the word. Because I was getting ready and I had the word, you know, blasting, and I was getting prepared to come to work. And I got in the mirror and he said, listen. Y'all, I stopped. I said, Lord, I am listening. He said, no, you hearing the word. See, I was hearing his word, but I wasn't listening to it. There's a difference between listening and hearing. See, I could hear the word, but I was so busy doing all this other stuff. See, I'm trying to get ready too and hear the word. Now, it's a time for that, and that's okay. But that morning, it wasn't time for me to do it because he said, listen. So I stopped immediately because I understood what he was trying to get my attention to. And I stopped. I said, okay, Lord, there's one thing that's needful, and it's to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen. And when we do that, then see, everything else going to come. Matthew 6:33, let's go there. Hayatobo shasata. Oh, yeah, he told me. He said, listen. And I thought I was really listening. Huh? He said, no, you hearing that word in the other room, blasted, but you're not listening to what the word is saying. If you're not listening to it and applying it, what good is it? See, you got to listen, receive it, and then apply it. And that's what we're doing. We're going to listen to the Holy Spirit tell us what to do today in this hour and a half. We're listening. He told us to go to Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah. But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. Remember, we prayed out, he's the way. He's going to have it his way this day and every day. Oh, yeah, Southwest Believers Conference. Y'all better put your seat belts on because we're going to be like rockets. It's going to be a Holy Ghost fire up on that. Oh, yes, it is. Because we're preparing that way for that place, see? Hallelujah. And then all these things taken together. Remember, he's taking it all things together. It got up on us. Taking it together will be given you besides. See? We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to take the care of it. He said, enter into my rest. I always used to be a person that had to make it happen.
Oh, yeah. I had to make it happen, I thought. Yeah. And every time I made it happen, I made a mess. That God had to come through his grace and mercy and clean up. Thank you, Jesus. He did that for me. But when I learned better, I could do better. And we all are learning better. We all have our story. We all have our testament, you know, our testimony of what God has done. Oh, but what he's doing now? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I'm telling you, the things that God, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Oh, the things that God has prepared for us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, his mercy, his grace endures forever. And we all are here out of obedience this morning. And I thank you. I really do. I really thank you all for coming out and supporting this prayer and supporting Miss Iva and supporting this ministry. I thank God that somebody said yes today. Hallelujah. And I know y'all will continue to say yes because you believe in a God that won't fail. Huh. It's not the people that you see here. It's not us seeing each other. We gonna see the face of Jesus. Oh, it's all about seeing what he's doing in this place, in this season, in this time. That's why he want us to get it straight. It's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. So Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We give you the praise and the glory today. We will lift up these targets, hallelujah, because I know that Miss Iva want all 22 of them spoken out. And as I speak them out, y'all can pray in the spirit and cover them because we know praying in the spirit, we are drinking in the will of God. See, when we pray in the spirit, God is doing the work. It's not us at all. We're just a vessel saying yes. So as we're praying in the Spirit, and I'm going to call out every one of these targets and watch what the Spirit is going to do. Hallelujah. Hilaboshe sandara. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the targets that have been given. It's the mandates that you have told us to pray over in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that President Trump is a man after God's heart, a man in the right place, doing the right thing, listening to the voice of the Lord and doing what God is saying. You have surrounded him with godly counsel. And Father, we believe that even the Vice President Pence, because we have to put them together. The President and the Vice President are working together for our country, for our nation. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. No weapon formed against the president, the vice president, and their families, our nation, our country will prosper. The blood, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. He is the man of this hour that you have called to do what he's doing. And Father, we even pray for those that don't understand, they just don't understand. Give them the revelation, knowledge of the love of God. We're not gonna be mad at anybody. We're gonna pray for everybody with righteous indignation. The media will tell the truth. The media will speak the truth. The media will show the truth in the name of Jesus. Every hidden agenda will be exposed and stopped now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Hayate Shisandala.
Oh, yes, We lift him up. We lift Kenneth and Gloria Copeland up. Oh, Father God, we know that they said yes over 51 years ago. And we believe that every seed that they've sown is producing a harvest in Southwest Believers Conference. It's a harvest in the revival capital of the world. In the name of Jesus, not one word will fall to the ground, but the word will produce the end results of God's promises. They have wisdom. They have health and welfare. He told us to go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians for them. Hayakota. And we're going to include Pastor George and Terry as we pray this prayer. Ephesians. Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. And then we're going to do 3 as well. Thank you, Regina. He said, starting at verse 15, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love toward all the saints. See, our faith in the Lord and our love for each other, it's going to do some stuff in this place. It's going to change. It's going to be a turn and a overturn and a turnaround. Hallelujah. He says, we do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in our prayers, for we always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant Kenneth and Gloria, Pastor George and Terry, Iva, Kelly, a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Hallelujah. Oh, let them have the eyes of their heart flooded with light. The light, the light, the light, and the love of God. The light and the love of God. Oh, flooded with the light and love of God, so that they will know and understand the hope to which you've called them, and how rich, oh, how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of his power. Ha ha. See, we're operating today in his power. We are praying in his power. We are praying in his name. That's why we know we have what we ask for. Hallelujah. And in and for us who believe. I'm a believer. We are believers in here, as demonstrated in the working of what? His mighty strength. Hallelujah. Dunamis power. Which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him. We in our seats, y'all. We in our seats at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred. Not only in this age and in this world, but also in this age and in the world which are to come. Why come, y'all? Why? Because he said he has put all things under his feet.
Hedabosh, and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church. Oh, my goodness, we are exercising everything for pastors George and Terry and Kenneth and Gloria. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, this hande be she sando do bore kata. Hey ye do de ye korande yo she sata. Oh yes, Lord. Hey yen borakata. Eshe so to to do to to. Hendo te ko do ko tangante. I do she so to 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 te. Hai yo te she so to. Hai she so to to to. He langan do bo bo bo. Hai ye to she se ke. I do bo ro kan dai do de to te to. He so se to 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 to. He ye tangte she sandai. Oh my goodness. He said in Ephesians 3, he said, for this reason, because I preach that you are thus built up together. See, we being built up together. We're being built up together. The army of God is being built up together. Oh, because we are taking over. Hey, ye toshe santa. He said we are being built up together. I, Paul, am the prisoner of Jesus Christ. I'll be Jesus' prisoner. In the sake and on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. Ha-ha. Have y'all heard of his stewardship of God's grace? His unmerited favor? That has been entrusted to us, that he's dispensing to us for our own benefit. He said it's for our benefit. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Assuming you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, his unmerited favor that was entrusted to us. See, he's dispensing it out on us. He's dispensing it out on Southwest Believers Conference. He's dispensing it out on Revival Capital. He's dispensing it out on Eagle Mountain. He's dispensing it out on the Dallas-Fort Worth, over the country, over the White House. The grace of God is being dispensed. We are dispensers. We are dispensing the word of God and the grace of God over your people, over this country. We are your dispensers. We are your conduits. We are your vessels. And we want the grace of God to flow like never before. And then he said, and that the mysteries. Secret was made known to me, and I was allowed to comprehend it by direct revelation. Oh, he said direct revelation. Eshe soto, as I already briefly wrote you. He said direct revelation. Hekoboshe sata. We don't have to go by what they say, he say, she say. No, we go by what Jesus say, because it's directly from God. Hallelujah. Ayete shu santa. He said, when you read this, when you read this, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. This mystery was never disclosed to human beings in past generations as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles, consecrated messengers, and prophets by the Holy Spirit. It is this that the Gentiles are now to be fellow heirs with the Jews. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Members of the same body and joint partakers sharing in the same divine promise in Christ through their acceptance of the glad tidings, the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God, free grace, unmerited favor, which was bestowed on me by the exercise of the working in all its effectiveness of what? His power. See, all this is based on him. All this is based on his power. All this is based on his grace. All this is based on the blood of Jesus. Oh, my. I'm getting a workout up here, y'all. Hey, hey, hey. They say when you sweat, you're losing weight. Glory! I call that in. Sweat bullshit something. Hey, no, but anyway, that's what he said. Glory. I know that's God. That's gotta be God. Hey. Hiya the bush. Y'all receive it. Take it. Okay, let's go to 7. And of this gospel, I was made a minister according. See, all of us are ministers of the gospel. All of us are. Everybody is a minister of the gospel. Then he said, here, according to the gift. See, it's a gift. He's trying to give away all his gifts. I receive. Oh, Father, we receive your gifts. We receive your giftings. We receive your callings. We receive your grace, God. We receive. We receive. We are your receivers. We are your dispensers. Fill us up. Fill us up, Lord. Until we overflow. Ha ha. Ha. Fill us up. Until we overflow. I want to run over. I want to overflow. Overflow. Isn't that what Pastor George told us on Sunday? Overflow. He said that we are to overflow. Hey, that's what we are doing, overflowing over, dispensing his love and his grace and his goodness and embracing those that haven't experienced it. There's so many out there that want what we have. They need it and don't even know what they need like we didn't. I didn't. I had a praying grandmother. Praying grandmother is why I sit here. I know it. Praying grandmother. She used to tell me, she said, baby, in the sweet by and by, you're going to stand. Oh, when I was out there, I was out there. Thank God for a praying grandmother. I'm sure somebody in here had a praying grandmother. Have a praying grandmother. I had a praying grandmother. And, oh, I used to hide from her. She knock on the door. I know you in there, Sugar. I know you in there. I be telling my kids. I didn't want, you know, when you're off in that lifestyle, you don't know what you want. You think you want what you're doing, but it isn't. You know, and so you gonna run from life that's trying to come to you, but God. And that's what he's talking about. See, he's dispensing that grace for people that just don't know. All those people that's coming off them streets. We have people coming from the north, south, east, and the west that's just going to have enough gas to get here, y'all. Hear what I'm saying. They've been believing for just enough gas to step into that meeting. Oh, and when they step into that meeting, oh, you talking about lack? It's going to be gone. Ho, ho. We're preparing that place for the people who don't even have a place to stay. Them and their kids are going to be sleeping in cars. Mark my word, people are coming because they want what we have, who we have, and we're giving it to them. And we are dispensing that grace. We are dispensing the love of God. We're going to overflow with it. It's going to ooze up out of us. We're going to be so full. See, I stay on full. My grandmother used to always, as soon as her car got on half a tank, she fill it up. I didn't understand that logic back then. She said, baby, it takes less when it's half full than if you let it run all the way out. I let mine run out. I let the light say, low fuel, low fuel. Low. Ding, 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 ding. And then I start praying, Jesus.
does that?
Are you just my Houston? And he's telling, see, he's helping us to understand, stay full. Stay full. If you see yourself getting a quarter of a tank, you know, a third, fourth of a tank, a half a tank, fill it up. Fill it up. See, fill it up. Fill yourself up. Fill yourself up. See, I look forward to him waking me up at 3 and 4 o'clock. Some people don't understand that. And I'm not trying to tell you, you got to do what I do. But I look forward to him waking me up and saying, you want to share some time with me? I'd be like, yes. Yes. I'm at that season in my life where I can do that. See, I don't have little children. You know, I don't have a husband. Hi, Lady. And there's no excuse, though, is it? It's no excuse, even if you do. You're right. Even if you got children, even if you got a husband, soon said it's no excuse. The soon coming king said there's no excuse. He said there's no excuse, and I agree with you. But see, back then, I used that for excuses. And some people are today, but there's no excuse. Hallelujah. So we just say, yes, Lord. We just repent. That's all you do is repent and run back to him. Just confess it, you know, if you miss it or whatever. But there's no guilt and condemnation in him. And I know that y'all already have heard this. I'm speaking to the choir, but I'm going to sing to you anyway. Because it's a good song for y'all to hear. That this grace and this love and this mercy, he wants us to stay full. Just keep filling yourself up with it. Because it gets better and better. And it gets gooder and gooder. And it sure tastes good. Oh, my God. Let's finish this over them. Okay. I had stopped at 7. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to 8. He said to me, though I am the very least of all the saints, God's consecrated people, this grace, favor, privilege was granted and graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exaltless riches of Christ. Wealth which no human being could have searched out. Oh, my Jesus. Selah. That's a Selah moment, y'all. We got to stop and pause right there. He said, riches of Christ. Wealth which no human being could have searched out. Oh, I'm a wealthy woman of God. Amen. We are some wealthy people of God. Y'all, we are operating on that plutocrat status. And if y'all have never seen that, I want y'all to write this word down and do a study on it because it's powerful. Every time Pastor George is talking about the unlimitless and the overflow, he reminds me of Rick Renner have a powerful teaching in the Sparkling Gems, the blue one, the first edition, on plousios. Now, plousios is a Greek word for abundant wealth, but a plutocrat, and there's 1% in the world, so why not us be that 1%? That's all I'm saying. I'm in that 1%. He said I was his God-made plutocrat. I said, okay, God. Wow, that's powerful. But we only have 1% of plutocrats. And a plutocrat has so much wealth that it really can't be counted. So we are that wealthy plutocrat society of God. That's the mindset he wants us to get in. And it's not always about the money. I'm wealthy in my body. I'm wealthy in my mind. I'm wealthy in my family. I'm wealthy and I'm whole. We all are. Hallelujah. So plutocrat is P-L-U-T-O. You know Pluto. Yeah, Pluto and put crat on the end of it. P-L-U-T-O-C-R-A-T. Yeah, plutocrat. Y'all need to look that up. In the plousios, you'll find that in the Sparkling Gems. It's a great, great, great study. And that is spelled a little different. That's P-L-O-U-S-I-O-S. That's the kind of wealth our Father is giving us. And you will appreciate that. Then he said in verse 9, also to enlighten all men and make plain to them what is the plan regarding the Gentiles and providing for the salvation of all men. See, he wants every man to be saved, every woman to be saved, every child to be saved, everyone to be saved. And we are claiming their souls this morning. That we are decreeing that every person that come to Southwest, every person that's watching it, every person that's listening to it, that they are saved for the kingdom of God. Oh, yes. We believe that. And it's because of the grace and the mercies of God. It is. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit. So we are speaking it because that's what we believe is going to happen. Without a shadow of a doubt. And we won't take it back. We are expecting expectancy. We expect it. We got our expectors on. Hallelujah. That's what he said. He said, riches of Christ, wealth which no human being can help search out, also to enlighten all men and make plain. He wanted to be plain. It's really simple. He's not a complex, complicated God. We try to get in our humanness and intellect and try to do that, but we're not going to do that anymore. It's an easy. He said his yoke is easy. His burden is light. Simple, easy. Make plain to them what is the plan regarding the Gentiles and providing for the salvation of all men, of the mystery kept secret through the ages, and concern and concealed until now in the mind of God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. The purpose is that through the church, hear what we just said, through the church, through the church, through 9 o'clock prayer, through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdoms of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects might know he made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities, and powers in the heavenly sphere. This is in accordance with the terms of the eternal and timeless purpose, which he has realized and carried into effect in the person of Christ Jesus, our Lord. In whom, because of our faith in him, it just takes that mustard seed faith up under that fingernail, up under that size faith in him is all it takes. He said, we dare to have the boldness, courage, and confidence of free access, already paid for in the blood of Jesus. Jesus paid the price. We owe no man anything but to love him, is what he said. Let's love him in prayer. In the spirit, we love them. It's already been paid for. Oh, my Jesus. I like things already paid for. I do. I like seeing paid in full, debt free. Owe nobody anything but to love him. That's a good thing. That's from a good God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Hey, Jesus. He said, 11. I'm going to go back to 11. This is in accordance with the terms of the eternal and timeless purpose which he has realized and carried into effect in the person of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness, courage, confidence of free access and unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear. No fear. No fear. And we are free. He said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and there's freedom. We are free to walk in this room and pray to a Heavenly Father that's looking for receivers so he can give away gifts every day. Every day he manifests a gift to me. Every since he's given me that word of manifestation, every day he has manifested a gift to me. See, I found out that that word that he gave me, I became manifestation. See, you become the word, and the word become you. Let's go to John. Where that's at? Well, I think it's John 1, isn't it? John 1. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. See, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Listen, we have become the word. So when he gave me manifestation, he told me to become manifestation. So every day he is manifesting gifts to me. Uncommon, things I didn't know I needed, things I didn't ask for, you name it. He's done it. I mean, from shoes to food to money to debt cancellation, I'm like, Jesus. But that's what he wants us to understand. His word is alive if we receive it and become it. He wants us to become his word, walking word. Stacy's not here, but I always tell her that she's a walking word of God. We'll say, where is that found out? Found at, Stacy? She'll say, oh, it's in... You know, she just knows the, you know, word, a walking word of God. She knows the word. That's what he wants us to be, walking, talking words of God.
She's like our own personal Google.
Yes. We are walking, talking words of God. So wholeness, restoration has to become. It has to become. He said, light be. And light became. All right? So that's what he's telling us for Southwest. What he say gonna be has to become. Because we are praying the word, speaking the word, praying in the spirit, not leaning on our own understanding, acknowledging the word. The word works. Our book store is called Word Works. It works. Praise God. All right, let's go back to Hayatoshe Santara Hakarebioshe Sotoro. Yes, ma'am. You sure can. Wait. We want it on the mic. Wait for it.
A few minutes you talked about being debt free.
Uh-huh.
And you said to the word says that to owe no man anything but to love.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we claim to be debt free in finances, but a lot of times we are debt free in love. We're not always walking in love. And that's a big part of being debt free, a part of debt freedom.
My God.
And so the Lord brought that to my attention last week as I was speaking with my family that, you know, I was saying some things that were deeply planted in my heart. And the word says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I was speaking things from the past. And the Lord reminded me, you know, you need to repent because you have some things in your heart that is now coming up out. And is being free, debt free from in love.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to continue to walk in love regardless of the hurt, the
yes.
pain, the suffering
yes.
that was caused. You know, we need to walk in love
yes.
every day. And
yes.
when we are not, we need to repent.
That's
and
right.
when the Lord brings it to our attention, we need to repent and
yes.
forgive. Forgiveness
yes.
is a big part of walking in love.
My God. That's powerful. That's a word. That's a word.
And we have to love
everybody.
Not just the
lovely. Yes, everybody. And, you know, we have an intercessory department. Y'all know that. So we pray. We get to pray daily for you all and for the body and all of that. So when she just said that, the other day it was Maria, Stacy, and myself, the Lord had us repent for the body. Repent for the body of Christ. And it was so humbling that he had us prostrate and laying. And you're right. We as the body of Christ need to start confessing our sins and repenting and get back in love. Because as long as you're in this body, you're in this flesh, you're going. But he said, get back. All you got to do is run back to him and say, I missed it. Oh, every day, if you got to confess it and repent, whatever it takes, you want to stay in that place of love. And you want to get out of that place of what happened, what didn't happen, what should have happened. That's a lie from the devil because Jesus paid the price for all of it. And what is happening is what God wants today. And that's from that place of humility and that place of humbling ourselves and just repent. Simple. Yes, ma'am, you know it. You sure can.
That when Valerie shared that, it just reminded me because it's been happening in my life too, but this is the year of Holy Ghost and fire.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And what does fire do?
It burns.
It consumes.
It consumes.
But when you're, you know, it raises all the garbage to the top.
Yes.
So that it can be removed.
Yes.
And so what he's doing with us when we see
Jesus.
Those things and in our yes. hear them in ourselves.
Uh-huh.
That's the Holy Ghost and fire burning that stuff out of us.
My
he
God.
Said he would do it, and we've been confessing this is the year of Holy Ghost and fire. So whether we know it or not,
that's
we are giving
happening.
The fire of the Holy Ghost permission to consume the wood, the hay, and the stubble.
Jesus.
And then what happens? We become a vessel of honor.
Yes.
Fit for the master's
use.
Amen.
Praise God. Miss Shaw. Yes. Yes, Miss Shaw.
And we have to love
yes.
the unlovable.
Yes, we do.
There, if we want our nation and this move that we know is here,
mm-hmm.
it's already here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Mm-hmm.
We love everyone, even those that are talking. The Lord, in Ephesians, it says, pray for the things that drive those. So we pray with love for everyone, even
Amen.
Those that oppose.
Yes.
And especially I'm saying that over our government.
Exactly.
We have got to watch our mouths.
Yes.
And I'm very aware of this. I hear it. You hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we... If this is here. It is here. It is
yes.
here.
Yes.
So watch how you even love the unlovable,
That's
you would
right.
think.
That's right.
You can't talk ugly.
You can't talk ugly. You can't.
No.
You,
no.
Yes. You're either speaking life or death.
You're speaking life or death.
It's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
There's not a gray area. And
There's
if you're
no
in that gray
area,
ever, get out of it.
Well, you're deceived.
Yes, because it doesn't exist.
And the Lord showed me a flood. You know, a flood, a fire,
mm-hmm.
but a flood mm-hmm. also. When I don't know how I was raised in the country.
when a flood comes,
uh-huh.
it takes everything.
Mm-hmm.
It takes everything.
Mm-hmm.
All the dead stuff, all the, and then the water's clean. So out of our bellies,
yes.
out of our
yes.
bellies, flow nothing but the rivers.
Rivers.
Of the
living
rivers.
Water. Living waters. Living waters. Glory to God. Ooh-wee. That's it right there. Boy, we on to something. We not even through. This is awesome. Okay, let's see. Okay, that's powerful. I just, see how he loves us? He loves us so. Now, let's go to 13. So I ask you not to lose heart. Not to faint or become despondent through fear at what I'm suffering in your behalf. Rather glory in it, for it is an honor to you. 14, for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan, by which you are built together, we have to love each other, love the unlovely, love the ungodly, because see, love is what's going to cover them. Love is what's going to woo them in. See, it was when I was at my worst, he loved me at his best, and that brought me in. And that's what the people, the world needs. You can't expect carnal people to do godly things. So we got to love them where they are. And love will cover a multitude of sins. Hear ya, Boshi. Stop looking down at people. Let's catch the fish before we try to clean it. In the name of Jesus, let's get the fish caught in the name. And love will do that. Huh? Love will do it. He'll do it. That's what he's crying out. Stop hurting my people. I've heard people say the church is who shoot the wounded. We got to stop it. We got to operate in that place of grace and mercy. Because if it had not been for God, none of us could sit here and say a word. Ha! Not one of us could sit in these seats today if it had not been for Jesus and the blood and the love he shed. Oh, my soul cry out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy. And we are your people that's going to love the unlovely. We're going to love the ungodly. We're going to be your example in the streets, in the stores, and everywhere we go, even in our families. If you can't forgive your family, oh, my God, we've got to get to the place to forgive by faith, even if it's by faith. Forgive. Then it says here, for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan, which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. May he grant, we're praying over Kenneth and Gloria, Pastor George and Terry, Iva, and all the leadership in this ministry, every one of them, that may he grant out of the rich treasury of his glory that they be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, and make his permanent home in their hearts. May they be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that they may have the power to be strong, to apprehend and grasp with all the saints of God's devoted people the experience of that love, what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of it, that they may really come to know practically through experience for themselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that they may be filled through all their being, unto all the fullness, fill them full, overflow, God. Hallelujah, of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him who is, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us. Oh, we have the power of God within us to love because he's love. God is love, God is in us, and we can love. Is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, amen, far over and above all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be glory in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. He says, so be it. So be it. And it is so. And Father God, I just lift up the rest of these prayer targets as we pray over them in the Spirit, Father God. We pray over our partners and our partner churches and friends. Harvest of the seed sown by partners. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain International Church, ministry leaders, home-based and international. Staff, home-based and international. Revival Capital of the World. Harvest of souls. Bring your global plan. Your global plan is being brought to this Revival Capital. Your global plan is being brought globally all over the world. Meetings, focus areas, Latin America, Africa, South Pacific Islands, United States and Canada, Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Aha. Thank you, Father God, that that building is finished, furnished, full, and free in Jesus' name. Every available voice is being used to glorify the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus. Financial goals are met. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. We are operating in the overflow abundance. Peace in Israel. Peace in Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And the ministry of the prophet, technology, disaster relief, Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, Father God, we know that effective praying is the key to success in every area of our lives. Effective praying is praying with definite purpose. We on purpose are praying out the will of God for Southwest Believers Conference. We on purpose is praying out the will of God for Southwest Believers Conference, and we're going to continue to pray it out in the Spirit.
Order.
It's going to be order, Father. Your order is in place. Your order is in place in Southwest. The order of God is in place. Everything will come in order. Everything will be aligned in the order of God. You are ordering the alignment of your purpose and of your will at Southwest. Thank you, Father God, for realigning and aligning, turning and overturning, and completing what you promised and said. I
Ay, 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 cote beche sata. Hande yo koto to to rakande. Oye to se sandera. Oye ka nora bora kandere. Oye ka dara boche. Oye ka, oye ka, oye ka, oye ka, oye ka no boche sandeleta doro. Bora kaneta no bora kata. Oye yende yo denga ingo de bai. Ye ding bo ding go de bo ya can dine do dore. Ay, anore borore canere. Eche sandero borrain de burro. Oh, ye, coram ba do de be. Eche sando dora maya and a de dora. Oh, ye cana. Oh, ye cana, yokana, yokada. Eche sandoro borrain ke be. And the border, bora, bind the bora, 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 the bora, the bora, the bora, haye bora, 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 the bora, haye bora. Plead the blood of Jesus over the bora, the bora. We plead the blood of Jesus over the bora, the blood, haye te boshe saka, the blood of Jesus over the bora, the bora, hanke beshe sa. Eshe sando do bo 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 rakaba. Eshe sando do 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 do. The border is covered in the blood. The borders are covered in the blood. The borders are covered in the blood. Heshe sando do borakata. Your borders are covered in the blood. The borders are covered in the blood. Heshe sando te borakambaba. Heshe sando do bo 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 borakaba. The borders are covered in the blood. Heshe sando do borakandebe. Ayendo bo she sande. Ayebo bo she sande. Sonde, rode, heshe, honde, mora, ilembo, terebe, sherebo, karabo, yay, 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 yay. The borders are covered. The borders are covered. Hey, hayarada, the military is covered. The borders are covered. The military is covered. Heshe sando do borakateba. Hatababarakata da bababa. Hose sakata da 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 babaraka. Hoye nere da bo she sande de 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 de. Hoye kodoro bo 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 boraka. Aya nego bo 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 she sanda. Haya, 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 haya. Kora bo she saka. Hotebe, sherebe, rarebe, rereba. Ye, yo, ye, yo. Kara bo she sa ta 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 ta. Hey, ye kotoro bo bo she sanda. Hande ro bo she sando do bo bo bo. Haya bo 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 she sando to 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 ta. Ela bo 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 rande be she sando to to raka. Aya de re be she so ta da da da. Hanya ro bo 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 raka ta ba ba ba. Eje te she se to 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 to. E kande ro bo she sa ta ta. The blood, oh the blood, the blood. The blood, we make much of the power of the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood cries out. The blood is crying out. The blood is crying out. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is crying. The blood of Jesus is crying out. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Hey, Eboshe Sandeleka. Erebo rokane bo she sande herebi. Hila bo rokane bamba she sa. Oh ye 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 ye. Ha ya. Oh ye rebo she saka. E she sanda da ba ba bo rokaba. Oh the blood. Ha ye bo she. Some about the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. Oh the blood of Jesus. Oh the blood. We make much of your blood today. We make much of your blood. Hayeto she sata. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, there's power in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. There's salvation in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's peace in the blood. Oh, the blood, we make much of the blood of Jesus. Oh, your blood. Hayakorabashe sakata. Heshe sandororo borakaba. Eshe sandororo borakadebe. Eloboshe sandere borakaneba. The blood, the blood, the blood.
La devle kada vo korenke di bistande an sendren te fle kada gavra kadai jenglein te vrokot haftonsti glikan stende blenkende en breketainsken vlaka to gavrekene miriande mostolangete en dre haften ken skeria retava sonda mente moristin stangla sefla ate merande morakande benstein metrasan fentrens integrated. Mirianza, Meriske Vrekani Menkra Heinze, Andrea Sandavoko, and recover Rakanen and Tande, recover Rakada Vekestan, and we speak peace to it, and we say, calm down, calm down, calm down, Rendande Vekarain, and Rifashtelangan, Ripandan Shendrante, Evresalabang. Yeah, we wrestle against it now. We wrestle against the Brekanamantan Dindeshtang, and we break up the work of the enemy. We break up the work of the enemy. We break it up. Rentan Shkelandende, Andresan Dishidai, Amprefantan Shkelan, Moratan Stimbre, Ivanshka. Break, break, break. Break now, break Hatenken Standa and transcend it. And we stand a Brekantandem. We stand and we break. We stand and we break. And we hold and we hold Retada Kenstani. Now, my name, Demon. Now for the push. Now for the push now. Now for the push now. And we push it back. And we push it back. Rekantandan Stengra. Grantan Stengra. E Greta Van Corande, E Pratera, and E break the teeth, and break the teeth. We break the teeth. We break the teeth now. We break the teeth of the enemy. We break the teeth of our condemnation. E Pratera, Brakaba, Babasaba, Rekara, Dada, Retara, Dada, Babashishi, Nicodorete, Rada, Dada, 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 Rita, Dada, 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 Rekara, Kara, Dada, 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 Ripa. Hey, Aan, Andini Miyashe, Mira, 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 Reka Venkensi, Reka da 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 Bashejea, Roko da Niminda Nimense, Minda Shendra Kadada, Tabreka da Baki, Breka da Basi, Breka da Basi, Breka da Bashi, Breka da Dabre, Breka da Bashe, Brada, 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 Brikata Kashen de de de, Reda da 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 da, Reda da 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 da, Reda da 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 da, Reda da 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 da, Rapa, 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 Ah, yeah, Hishin, 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 Kaninanda, Zebra Kada, Minshanda, Dita, 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 Rekene Menday, no mean deny, no mean deny, no mean deny, no means 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 deny, ho, aha, heta. Heta, 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 rehesha, rekata, 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 rekata maninkante, rekata, 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 rekata moreka, rante, 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 run, 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 moresi. Ah, yeah, ha, ha. Yeah, 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 baha, baha, hase, baha, se, baha, ye, ku, ya, han, hand, a hand, the hand, oh, it's the hand, oh, brekinia, and say, and say, and say. Enstia, oh, yeah, go extend it, Lord, extend it, extend the hand, Lord, extend the hand, Lord, extend the hand, Lord, arrange it, arrange it, arrange it, arrange it, ah, yeah, she then, and stay, and stay, and stay there, and stay there, and stay there, and stay there. Recabre Hinste. I'm intending. I'm intending. Oh, yeah. See, my intent. My intent. My intent. Mohoshkani. My intent. Resti. My intent. My intention. Rekanime. Ah, yeah. So, yeah, the eyes will see it. The eyes will see it. see it right on the minke. And to be seen by the world, the Bohoshaninka and Tinsteya. Watch and see. Watch and see. Watch and see. Watch and see. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ainte. Ainte.
Aishi. Sata. Aya.
We're seeking it. In times mantle on this nation. Rente kiste. Rise up. Recate me. To stand in your place as a nation. Rante kereka. And standing. Areketa marmiste. For we belong to him.
Yes.
We belong to him. Yes. Take it. And then we'll do it together. Yes. We'll do it together. One nation under God. No division.
Yes.
Ranki se.
Yes.
Andrese.
When she started praying, I heard, "We're a mighty army." I heard it was like raging. We are a mighty army.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we are the ark. We will not go down. We will not be defeated. We will not be defeated.
We're not defeated.
We're not defeated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm not going to say that every good thing comes to an end because it's not coming to an end. We're just going to begin something else at 11. But I want everybody to just know that we are the mighty army of God. And we have brought heaven to earth in this place. Thank you for your supply. Thank you for your prayers. Oh, praise the Lord. God is good. It was good. God did it, and he gets the glory. Hallelujah. And so, well, I receive it. Oh, you got something, Sir Sue? Oh, no, yeah, I'm done.
You know that we still continue the prayer vigil. It starts at 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And it's really good. I'm telling you, it's really, really good. Now, how many of you were here the last time? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. It was powerful.
Were you stretched?
Yes.
And did you enjoy the stretching? We are preparing a place.
Yes.
We are preparing a great place, a good place. Yes. And the joy is that you are part of those that built this new place that we are moving
yes.
into. So I want to encourage you, show up, come around, do 1 hour, then extend it to 2 hours, you know, then 3 hours, and just let the grace, just let him take you. But just try and show up. Invite some people to show up.
Please do.
You know, it's not only for the prayer leaders or people that pray here. It's for the whole body. We are all building.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it's just going to become better. So be here, 6 p.m.
And I have to say this from Miss Iva, she told me to let everyone in here. She loves you. Yep. And she said she'll be here leading prayer at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning. And she'd love to see y'all faces. So she said 5 a.m. Now it starts at 6 p.m. and it's going to go all the way until 6 p.m. Saturday morning. I mean 6 a.m. Yes, 6 a.m. Let's get that. 6 p.m. today is going to go until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Ms. Iva is going to do the 5 to 6 hour, and she would love to have y'all here. So 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., and Ms. Iva will be here at 5 a.m. So you can come and stay all night. You can come and stay all day, but we want y'all to come. Amen?
Amen.
We love you.
And you can come at 2 a.m.
Yes.
Come at 3 a.m.
Yes.
It's okay.
Let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord show you when he wants you to come. Because I know he wants you here. Amen.
And there's going to be coffee and tea today, this time around. There'll
yeah. Coffee, last night, yeah.
Tea, water, cracker. No food, but there will be, you know.
And if you want to bring your own, you can bring your own snacks. But come on out. Amen. Be blessed and have a great, glorious day. Thank you. Yeah.